Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
All right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show, 4 days until these important midterm elections. Hope you're getting excited. Hope you're ready to vote. Now it will be in the hands of you, the American people, where it belongs, and hopefully you make the right decision. As I said, all of these races combined, be it Georgia, the Senate race, North Carolina, New Hampshire, Ohio, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada, Washington State, and then I'll even add the governor's race in Michigan, probably likely decided all of those races combined by 100,000 votes. So if you don't think your vote's important, just do that simple math. It's that basic. It is that fundamental. Tudor Dixon will join us in a moment. She's run a great campaign, had two incredible debates against, I think, one of the worst governors in the country, and that's Gretchen Whitmer. And this is kind of funny. Democrats, the liberal enablers, and the media mob, they can't believe that the American people actually seem to exist. It's almost like we're imaginary and certainly held in contempt. We're all irredeemable deplorables, and, you know, we cling to our God, our guns, our Bibles, our religion, smelly Walmart shoppers, all of which I'm proud of. Yes, I shop at Walmart. I like Walmart. They have everything at Walmart. It's a great store. Anyway, so Stephen Colbert attempted to turn a concerned Michigan parent into a punchline, but it backfired and blew up on him. Anyway, so there was an event with Tudor Dixon, and a father from Dearborn, Michigan, told the audience that he was voting Republican this year because Democrats have ignored his concerns about pornographic content in schools. And he said, "I'm a proud Muslim American who expresses my values and concerns all the time." And he said at the campaign's 21st town hall, "Dearborn has been voting deep blue, Democratic blue, for the last decade or two decades, but not anymore. On behalf of myself and my family, I guarantee you for sure that my family and friends will vote Republican. And many parents in Michigan have been motivated, just like they were in the Commonwealth of Virginia, to get involved in school board races, and even the case of Tudor Dixon, because of the radical, you know, agenda and indoctrination that's going on in our schools. Everything from CRT to gender identity instruction to age inappropriate material being taught kids." Anyway, so Stephen Colbert couldn't fathom that a parent actually expressed these things. And he goes, "Okay, fine. That happened." He's joking. He doesn't believe it. "This guy, she totally made up," he said. By the way, I like his ratings. What's amazing about this is Jimmy Kimmel said to ABC, "If you make me stop doing Trump jokes, even though I'm losing half my audience, I'm gonna quit." And ABC gave into that. I mean, they're barely pulling 1.2 million these late night shows. They used to pull 5 under Johnny Carson, 25 million people. It's unbelievable. If I have a horrible night because there's a lot of sports on, you know, I'm still getting 2.7 million people watching me. And they don't even approach 2 million. It's unreal. Anyway, so you have the father telling the Republican candidate in Michigan, Tudor Dixon, about the explicit books in his show, in his kids' schools. This is what he said.
The one with parents, concerned parents, to use it all and speak freely against these sexually explicit books and titles. More than 5 kids. And I've been the single dude for the last 19 years. Thank you for being a mother. I am along with hundreds, maybe thousands of people in Durban who are ready for the Red Tsunami to come back.
By the way, good for this guy. I'm glad he spoke up. And Stephen Colbert is a parental denier. By the way, this poor guy is probably going to be, you know, investigated as a domestic terrorist, because that's what's happening apparently to parents who dare to speak out at school board meetings. Linda, by the way, is probably number one on the list. You know, you want to talk about an angry mom at a school board meeting? Watch out for Linda if you try to teach this stuff to her kid. I'm kidding. You know that, right?
Yes, I know. Yes.
Anyway, so this is Colbert just saying that Tudor Dixon made it up. He did not. She did not make it up. Listen.
Dixon's not the only one worried about this issue. So is this guy she totally made up.
I had a gentleman come up to me just a few nights ago, and he said, I found content in my school library describing how to have sex to my son. I went to the Democrats, and I said, I cannot believe that this is in there.
Okay. Fine. That happened.
So he's just lying about it. Anyway, on top of the fact that Gretchen Whitmer, I mean, she had no restrictions at all on abortion, her COVID disaster, she had her own nursing home issues, except it didn't get as much media attention as what happened in New York. And of course, she was maskless at a D.C. hotspot, then going to Florida and then lying about going to Florida. And then her husband invoking his wife's name, saying that he deserves special privileges, getting his boat out when nobody else could do it. I mean, it's unbelievable. She's also a supporter of the group Black Lives Matter. She's a climate change alarmist. And she's also part of this, you know, yeah, we shouldn't be getting domestic energy crowd, which is insane. Anyway, Tudor Dixon now has 1-point lead in the latest poll I saw and has been closing. This is a real race. She can really win, but it's going to be up to all of you in Grand Rapids, all of you in Detroit, all of you in Dearborn, all of you all over the state of Michigan to make it happen. Tudor Dixon, first, congratulations. You've run a great campaign. Regardless of how this comes out, you should be very proud.
Well, thank you, Sean. Thank you for having me today. We are very excited about what we're seeing on the ground here in Michigan. There's a lot of energy.
Well, there really is. And even at this event in particular, because I looked at the video of it, it was a well-attended event. Every event you seem to have these rallies of yours are getting bigger every day.
They are. And we have, I mean, that's the exciting part. We have so many people coming that we read in the newspaper. They say a modestly attended event for Gretchen Whitmer. It seems as though the energy is really headed toward our campaign. And I do think that it is this issue of parents, because exactly what Khalil said to me, the man that you were talking about, this is not a partisan issue. And we've decided that we're not looking at this in a partisan way anymore. This is about our future. This is about our kids. And there's nothing more important to us than our kids. And in Michigan, that's crucial right now, not just because of the sex and gender issues, which are huge, but also because Michigan is now suddenly in the bottom 10 in the nation for education. Our test scores just came back for third graders for reading from the spring, and nearly 60% of our third graders failed. Parents are now pushing the warning button and saying, okay, we've got to have somebody that actually cares, not somebody that stands in a debate and looks at the people of Michigan and lies and says our kids were only out of school for 3 months. It was almost as if people were immediately taken back to all of the orders that she constantly shut us down, came out every day telling us what she was taking away from us. And they said, you know what? We don't want to live through that again. And the energy just went through the roof in Michigan.
Oh, I mean, this is what is at stake all over the country. I mean, it's really simple. I mean, bread and butter issues. People don't like a 41-year high of inflation. It averages out to about $7,200 extra money, a new tax, if you will, on American families. It's disproportionately impacting the poor, the middle class, people on fixed incomes. Then, of course, we have the added cost of energy. Wait till people get their heating bills this winter. They're projecting now a minimum of a 30% increase, whether you heat your home with gas or oil, it doesn't matter. I think people are fed up with open borders and the dangers of opioids and fentanyl. No background checks on people coming into this country. And then it comes down to simple law and order. People want to be safe and secure. They're sick of defund, dismantle, no bail laws, and they're sick of this woke education crap, and they want a classical education for their kids. It's simple.
You're right, but if you listen to Democrat governors across the country, they are going out there and saying, oh, governors can't do anything about inflation, which is really completely untrue, especially in the case of Michigan. She had the opportunity to reduce taxes on Michiganders almost five times. She had twice where she was able to reduce the personal income tax. She was able to give money back for the child tax credit, reduce retirement taxes. She could have given money for summer school for students, for reading scholarships for students. All of this was vetoed. These are all opportunities to get money back into the pockets of the people of Michigan. But she will stand on stage just like every other Democrat and say, oh, inflation is not something that we can handle. This is not something that we can do anything about. But she is riding with Biden on this. I mean, she came out and said in 2020, I'm riding with Biden and everybody has a seat on the train. I'm like, get me off this train. Nobody wants to be riding with Biden. She's still bringing him out to Michigan. They still have a machine. They brought Barack Obama out. They're bringing tons of money into the state. So if your listeners can help us out, it's TudorDixon.com, because I really do feel that we can defeat this machine, this Democrat machine right now, based on these issues of being able to reduce the amount of money it costs to live in the state of Michigan. We can bring back the American dream, stop the overregulated state that Gretchen Whitmer has created, and allow people to become entrepreneurs again. The opportunity in our state is truly endless right now. We are sadly so low right now that we have no place to go but up if we put somebody new in office. And I believe that we can bring back our schools, we can bring back our police departments, support our cops, and make sure that we bring back the American dream in the state of Michigan. But I know that Democrats aren't even talking that way. They don't even talk about what they can do for you. They only talk about why they hate the other side. People are done with that. They want a positive message about what we're going to do to get out of the crunch that we're in.
It really is that simple and that basic and that fundamental. Can I ask you a question? What caused you to take this leap and run for governor in a tough state like Michigan? Why did you do it?
My family owned a steel foundry in Michigan. I worked on the shop floor for many years. I know what it is to work in Michigan and what it is if you have the wrong person in state government to crush your business. Steel foundries get a bad rap. People, the environmental agencies go after us all the time. When I started talking to businesses, they're like, what you dealt with is nothing compared to what Gretchen Whitmer is doing to businesses now. If Michigan doesn't build business back up in manufacturing and agricultural businesses, we do not have a future. But if we can't get into our schools and teach our kids to read, just that simple thing of teaching our kids to read, if we can't do that, then we really have no future. So my passion for business, my passion for students, having four daughters of my own in school right now and seeing the difference when we move them from public school to private school, just seeing the difference in their lives. Man, I want to see a difference in every kid's life in Michigan. And I want to make sure that everybody who's busting their tail in a business like manufacturing, where you work hard hours every single day, that they're seeing a return, because that Michigan can be the best place in the country to work.
You've run a phenomenal campaign, nearly flawless if ever I've seen one. Your debate skills were unmatched, unparalleled debating skills, and I thought you tore Gretchen Whitmer apart, and you called her out on every issue. In the final days, I just say to the people of Michigan, this is a winnable race. This can be one of the top three shockers Tuesday night, 4 days from now. The other would be Lee Zeldin defeating Kathy Hochul in New York, if that were to happen. Very difficult for that to happen, but it could. And the same with Tiffany Smiley, who's run a great campaign against Patty Murray out in the state of Washington. We'll be watching on election night. Tudor Dixon, regardless of what happens, you did everything possible. You're leaving everything on the field. And I hope the people of Michigan are smart enough to take advantage of this opportunity to change course and get their great state back on course.
Thank you, Sean. We are not going to slow down, and we are going to power through Election Day, and I believe that we're going to see good results.
Well, we're praying for a lot of them. There's a lot of close races. All right, let's get to our busy phones. Ray is in Pennsylvania. Ray, hi. How are you? Glad you called, sir.
Hi, Sean. How are you? Oh, well, it's an honor, an absolute honor to finally speak to you.
Well, the honor is mine.
At night, I watch your show at night. I love you and Mark Levin. I also like the way you pick on Linda sometimes. Linda with that first of all.
I love that.
First of all,
thank you very much. I enjoy being put on.
I'll say it. Nobody else will say it.
I love it. I said it. But anyway, basically, I love it, Linda. But what I like it most importantly is Dr. Oz. And I'm got my fingers crossed. We're going to go meet him this weekend at a rally in Bethlehem Township in Pennsylvania. He's doing a rally at this FlexCorp Corporation. It's on Emmerich Boulevard. And we're hoping we get a big turnout. I know I'm at a wedding today up in the Poconos, and I'm going to talk to my friends and talk to them and make sure they vote for Dr. Oz and Mastriano. They got to win here in Pennsylvania. They got to win.
Mastriano showed up big in the latest poll out today. This will be the last poll from Insider Advantage. That's Matt Towery's group. Oz is up two, and Mastriano, who had been down double digits, has closed the gap significantly. He has him down only five, which means that Mastriano now is within the almost right near the margin of error. Look, I can't believe that people would elect the most pro-convicted murderer candidate ever to run for the U.S. Senate, because that is John Fetterman. John Fetterman will unload half the prison population and open up the prison doors for half the population in Pennsylvania. This guy wants abortion without any restrictions. This guy will destroy Pennsylvania's economy because of his adherence to this moratorium on fracking. You know, this guy will make you in Pennsylvania pay for safe heroin injection sites all over the state. This guy wants your state to be a sanctuary state. This is the guy that chased an African-American jogger down the block and held him at gunpoint, according to the jogger, captive until the police came. The guy did nothing wrong. So everything is riding on Pennsylvania. It's too close for my liking, to be honest. And just assume that your vote will be the one that wins this race for Oz. We need that Senate seat badly. That is a hold state. We don't want to give another seat to the Democrats. Anyway, my friend, appreciate it. 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program.
Never stops working for the good of the country. Sean Hannity with behind-the-scenes information on today's breaking news. Hannity is on right now.
25 till the top of the hour, 4 days until Election Day. 800-941-SHAWN, our number. We'll get to your calls here in a second. I will tell you the freak out and fear-mongering. I've witnessed this every election season. This takes the cake, though. They're going to take your Social Security, Medicare, and they're going to stop funding the VA. It's all a lie. There's not a single Republican that said it. Not a single Republican that'll do it. It's not going to happen. It's all a big lie. And it's all rooted in the fact that their January 6th hating Trump narrative, that didn't work. Americans have figured out that Democrats are lying, that abortion was going to be outlawed with the Dobbs decision. The states will decide, and really the people will decide through their state representatives what restrictions, if any, they will have on abortion. That'll be done state by state. So people have figured out that lie. So now we're back to the only thing they got left is to just make stuff up and lie and predict doom and gloom and an unmitigated disaster. This is fear-mongering Armageddon if God forbid, the GOP wins on Tuesday. Listen.
We got scared the hell out of them because, quite frankly, Nicole, they should be afraid.
You're not voting for Republicans. You're voting for a cult. Remember that. It's a cult. It's not Republicans anymore.
Never before since Jamestown and Plymouth Rock has America been in such danger. Mm. A historian will say what was at stake tonight and this week was the fact whether we will be a democracy in the future, whether our children will be arrested and conceivably killed. We're on the edge of a brutal authoritarian system.
They live in that really slimy little dark corner where all they want to do is lie. All they want to do is appeal to grievance, to the worst common denominator.
But what's also surprising to me is the abortion issue. I read a poll just yesterday that white Republican suburban women are now going to vote Republican.
Why?
It's almost like roaches voting for Raid, right?
The only people I ever heard hear use the word inflation are journalists and economists, right? So that is not part of the normal lexicon of the way people talk. So it's interesting that Republicans are doing something they don't normally do, right? Which is not use the common tongue, right? Not use just common English to sort of do on their campaigns like they're doing with crime. But what they've done is they've taught people the word inflation, right? Yeah. Most people who would have never used that word ever in their lives are using it now because they've been taught it.
You think you're losing your rights now? What do you think is going to happen if we don't have democracy? You know what African-Americans, particularly African-American men who are showing the lowest motivation to turn out in this midterm, you think things are tough for you right now? Where do you think you're going to stand in a country in America where there's no democracy, where they have absolutely no interest in respecting your rights?
This is what happens in a country that follows what happened in Germany in the early 30s. And that's what's going on in this country.
No, that's not what's going on in this country. This is a party that is desperate to cling onto power. Now, if they do win, and I don't have a crystal ball. I've been through a lot of elections. I've been surprised in some. I mean, all the elements are there for Democrats to lose. I don't like the fact that these polls are this close. So I'm telling you, just assume, and again, I'll go back to my analogy, that when the votes are finally tallied, and you look at the Senate race in Georgia and North Carolina and New Hampshire, and Pennsylvania and Ohio and in Wisconsin and in Arizona and in Nevada, you could be looking at combined as few as 100,000 people deciding the balance of power in the U.S. Senate. So in other words, that's how important your vote is. I can't say it any other way. Now you say, Hannity, that's hyperbole. Well, in 2016, Donald Trump, three swing states, 73,000 vote difference, made him president in 2016. Well, actually, he was inaugurated in 2017. Joe Biden, if you look at the states, Arizona, Georgia, Wisconsin, 43,000 votes in those three states determined who the winner of that race was. That's it. So every vote does matter. All right, let's get to our phone calls. And we got Tom is in New York. Tom, hi, how are you? Glad you called. What's on your mind?
Hello, Sean. How are you today? It's an honor to speak to you.
Thank you, sir. The honor is all mine, sir.
Hey, I'm from Seaford, the other end of the expressway.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, yesterday you made a statement in the 5 o'clock hour that some of the races might be a long shot. And I thought about that all night, and that's where I'm vexed. I don't understand how could basically 50% of my fellow Americans feel good, satisfied, and excited and go into that booth and vote Democrat. I mean, it's like hitting yourself in the hand with a hammer because it feels good when you stop. Lee Zeldin in New York should be ahead by 20 or 30 points about what's going on. My wife has a cousin who lives in Shirley about three blocks from the shootout, and she's still adamant about voting Democrat. I don't understand the psychology of these people, and it's a little bit scary that they're walking amongst us. So I'll hang up, and I'll leave you with that, and I appreciate everything you're doing for the country.
I can't add to it. I'll tell you that. Appreciate the call. 800-941-SHAWN, our number. Shane is in Missouri. Shane, welcome to the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, Sean. Thanks for taking my call. You, sir, are a great American.
Thank you, sir. You're a great American. What's on your mind? Looks like Eric Schmidt is doing very well out there. I think the last poll I saw him up by 9.
Yeah, I hope he's – I think he's got it in the bag. Question I got, if we are to regain the Senate and the Congress, what do you reckon can be done as far as gas prices and drilling and pipelines? What can we do?
Look, the best thing you can do right now is vote these people out and fire them. You know, the people that gave us this climate cult. We played earlier Joyless Behar saying the Republican Party is a cult. No, the cult party is the Democratic cult, the climate alarmist cult, that is driving this insanity that, you know, we can't drill domestically, so we'll beg enemy countries for the lifeblood of the world's economy. But they want energy independence with renewable energies, but we don't even have the technology, even if we wanted to go down that road, and we can't afford it on top of it. So they're, you know, the most important thing is now that we're exposing them for who they are, let's put the brakes on it first. You know, let's see what we can do in terms of investigations into the corruption of the Democratic Party, the Biden family syndicate, the COVID-19 origins, how the FBI has been politicized, the DOJ has been weaponized, how this disaster at the border has occurred and the lawlessness that has been enabled by a president of the United States. And then the Republicans will have the power of the purse. But really, this is a two-step process. You know, if you're committing to voting to stop them this election, then you're going to have to commit to elect a Republican president in the next election, because that's what's really going to repair the damage. And there's real damage here, you know, and I shudder to think what next year is going to be like. It's going to be a rough year next year. I promise. I wish every indication I see, everything I read, which is all I do all day, every day, points to the fact that this is going to be a very painful time for the American people, and many Americans are going to be suffering financially as a result of this insanity. All of it preventable. You know, we had record low prices on a gallon of gasoline. We were energy independent. We did have secure borders. You know, we didn't. You know, where did this defund, dismantle, no bail law insanity come from? But from the Democratic Party. You know, we didn't have gender identity classes, you know, 4 years ago. We didn't have, you know, CRT being pushed into every school and indoctrination into every school the way it is now. These are all fixable problems, but it's going to take reasonable Americans, common sense Americans that are committed to making that happen. Anyway, appreciate it. Michael Pittsburgh, what's going on, Michael? How are you?
Hey, Sean. Great talking with you today.
Thank you, my friend. What's happening?
Well, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah, you know, a couple things been on my mind, but I want to start with this. You know, I get a lot of emails. I get texts. I get hear it on the radio, sometimes TV when I watch it. And the message I'm getting is that the Republicans need that extra seat, number 51. My question is, do those 51 seats include Murkowski and Romney? I hope Murkowski doesn't make it in Alaska, but it looks like the deck is stacked in her favor up there.
That ranked voting system is a disaster. Yeah, 51 does include Romney. We need a Romney-proof Senate, to be very honest with you, a Romney-Murkowski-proof Senate. Now, to get there, that means Herschel has to win. That means Bud has to win in North Carolina. That means Bolduc has to win in New Hampshire. That means Oz has to win in Pennsylvania. Ron Johnson has to win Wisconsin. J.D. has to win in Ohio. Laxalt needs to win Nevada. And Blake Masters will have to win out in the state of Arizona to make that happen. And Mike Lee has to win. And Mike Lee's opponent is running, quote, as an independent. They don't even have a Democrat running in Utah because no Democrat could ever compete or win. So this guy, Evan McMullen, Egg McMuffin, as we call him, my friend Rod Arquette calls him, Egg McMuffin is running around trying to sound as conservative as all get out, but he's basically Romney Jr. And we don't need more Mitt Romneys in the U.S. Senate. As a matter of fact, Mitt Romney needs to be challenged and defeated by Jason Chaffetz in the next election cycle. Hopefully that'll happen.
Yeah, by my calculations, it looks like we need at least 53 seats to have a solid conservative Senate.
Your calculation is dead on accurate. If I had to give you my best guess, if I'm reading the numbers the right way, if things fall the right way, I see Republicans with 54 seats at the end of the day. Yeah, they have a chance for more. But I'll take 54. That would be a Romney-proof Senate.
Oh, that'd be great.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer. All right, 800-941-SEAN as we continue 4 days till the midterms. Speaking of Utah, we got Ryan standing by. Ryan, I don't like what's happening to the state of Utah in this sense. By the way, Senator Mike Lee, one of the smartest guys in the U.S. Senate, a true constitutionalist. I mean, this guy knows the Constitution inside and out. He's worked so hard for the people of Utah. And now you got this other guy, Evan McMullen, funded, bought, and paid for by the Democratic Party. And I hope everybody in Utah understands what's happening here. And I know that Mike Lee's up in the polls, but you know what? Assume that Mike Lee's down in the polls and go vote for Mike Lee, because what they're trying to do is to bamboozle you into thinking that Egg McMuffin, Evan McMullen, is in fact something he's not, a conservative. He's not going to be a conservative. He's not going to caucus with the Republicans. It will be Mitt Romney and Egg McMuffin. If they have their way, they want to be the Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema, if you will, that control the party, because they're not going to go along every single time. And that's what I would expect if he won. God forbid. Mike Lee's race is the real deal. It's important, and he needs to win.
Yeah, a lot of money being spent here in Utah.
Yeah, I know.
On that race.
Yeah, and they're lying about Mike Lee all over the place. They're smearing every Republican running.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, people here I don't think they buy this McMullen BS, and I think they're smart enough to see through that. There's a lot of ads going on about that here, but I was calling to tell you, kind of be a little bit of a wet blanket here. For 8 blasted years under Mr. Obama, all we heard about from our Republican leadership was Obamacare is going to be repealed. We're going to repeal Obamacare over and over and over. And as soon as they had the opportunity and the chance and the numbers to do it, they blew it. They didn't do a dang thing. So what is, you know, we sit here and talk about how great it's going to be if this red wave occurs, but I don't know that that's going to translate into anything that changes our daily lives.
It'll stop the new Green Deal Biden socialist agenda right in its tracks. It will give Republicans subpoena power. That is huge. It will also give them the power of the purse, and that means that Joe Biden can't spend a dime without the approval of Congress, and we will have far more leverage to stop the madness. That's step one. Step two is getting a Republican president, keeping a majority in the House and Senate, and hopefully building on it, and then we can get the country back on track economically and every other way. We've got a lot of work to do. America has been deeply damaged under the, 21 months of Joe Biden. Anyway, appreciate the call. Thank you. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now, you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But
We all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Burner, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off.